Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. My name is Melissa Crover, C-R-O-V-E-R.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling because I have a charge on my account, an automatic debit withdrawal of $49.89, and I have no idea what that's about.
Can I get your zip code?
97402.
97402?
Yes. On February 6th, a Sunday.
And what was your first and last name?
Melissa Crover, C-R-O-V-E-R.
And could you verify your mailing address?
2752 Morris Street, Eugene, Oregon.
Yes, I do see there was a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. In order to be eligible for that Dyson, you have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called Bites Hub.
I never did anything like that.
Yes, I do recall doing any surveys or any other kind of contest entry for like an iPhone, iPad, like except the Dyson or the PlayStation 5, anything like that.
What was the last thing you said?
A PlayStation 5, anything like that.
Oh, no. I don't do that stuff.
Yes, and it looks like that contest was entered underneath the email address M as in Mary, C-R-O, V as in Victor, E-R, 77 at gmail.com.
Well, I did not do that. I don't do those contests at all. I know better than to do that. I'm going to go into my email right now.
Yes, and it was also entered underneath the phone number 541-778. 7033.
1 moment. Trying to get to the date. There's no way I would have done that. It's loading.
Yes, ma'am.
Would the keyword be Dyson?
So, give me 1 moment. You would get a email that was from Bites Hub. You could try typing in the support email. It would be C like cat. I'm sorry. Yeah, C as in cat. S as in Sam. At grabbiteshub.com. Or you can also type in the name of the website, which is grabbiteshub.com.
Grab what?
Bites. B as in boy. I. T as in Tom. E S as in Sam. Hub, H-U-B, as in boy, .com.
C-S at GrabBytes Hub?
Yes, ma'am. .com.
Nothing's coming up. What was the other thing?
The customer support email.
Yeah.
C-S at GrabBytesHub.com. It shows us that email would have been sent on the 6th of February when the subscription was started.
On February 6th?
Yes, ma'am. That's when the subscription
not
was started.
I'm trying. It's loading. I I need it removed because I did not make this purchase. There's no way I would have. I have no idea what it's even about.
We can have a subscription canceled. That would stop any future billings. However, that contest would have had to be entered by you or someone in your household.
No, ma'am. It was not. And I would not have done something like that. So if I have to speak to a manager, I need to do so.
Yes, and we wouldn't be able to issue a refund for that charge. We'd only be able to cancel any future billings.
What the fuck is it, ma'am? What is it that supposedly I ordered, which I did not do?
There was a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum. You could have done, like, a survey for, like, Costco, Sam's, Walmart, AT&T, any kind of place like that, and try to pick a gift at the end. Those gifts are contest entries.
I don't do surveys. So, do you have a manager?
We all follow the same terms and conditions. We wouldn't be issuing a refund.
I don't care. I need to speak to a manager.
Yes, so I wouldn't be able to transfer you. We all follow the same terms and conditions.
So this is a scam, is what you're basically telling me then.
It's a contest entry.
Oh, a contest entry that I pay for?
Yes, and that contest would have had to be entered by you or someone in your household because the information does match up. So it would have had to be entered by you or someone in your household.
What's the point of contacting? There's no one else in my household. I'm the only one with that credit card information. I never would have entered it into anything online for a contest. There's no way I did this. So how do I dispute the charge? Because it's wrong. Do I need to contact my bank?
You could discuss it with your bank, but we wouldn't be issuing the refund.
So what is it that you guys really do then?
What do you mean?
Do you really feel good about what you do as a job?
Yes, and your account was canceled. Would you like a confirmation number?
What good's that going to do me if I have a confirmation number?
Just for your personal records. You don't have to do anything with it.
Right, because it's not going to do me any good if I was to call back and say, hey, you guys charged me again. You're not going to do anything about it with a fucking confirmation number. You're not taking my word on the fact that this was not done by me.
So you would have another charge because the account has been canceled.
Yeah, that's what you say when I get charged to begin with and I didn't even do it. So I'm going to go wherever I have to go to post something about this situation. And you guys are going to be hearing from me through feedback, which is going to say nothing good about what you're doing. I can't even find an email from you guys. So what's that say?
Yes, and we can have that email resent to you, but it shows that we already sent that to the email that was on file.
Kroger77@gmail.com. Yeah, you're not going to resend it? You guys are scammers. And
I stated that we could have
it
resent.
Your job sucks. And
I'm really sorry you feel that way.
I hope that you're okay with your day-to-day life knowing that you're screwing people that are on disability. So fuck you.
Thanks for all your customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank